Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. We're coming at you from Quail Park here in Visalia, California. My day two recipe of working with these beautiful blood oranges is my blood orange shallot vinaigrette. Now, I know you've had some vinaigrettes before where they were incredible, but I'm going to tell you right now. Blood oranges and that level of acidity and sweetness you get, it's that perfect balance we're looking for when we mix this with our good olive oil, and that flavor we get is out of this world. So let's get started. We're going to need 1.5 cup of Arbasana olive oil. Now, this is very, very important because that Arbasana olive oil, especially the one I get from Rosendahl Olive Ranch in Madera, California, has so much pure flavor to it. And I think when you make a really good vinaigrette, we want to remember that having a pure flavor to our vinaigrette is really the key to success of what we're doing. Next we're going to use is 1/2 cup of blood orange juice. And it's very important to take into consideration that when we're using a blood orange juice, that we remember there's such a great level of sweetness already to counterbalance the acidity that we find in that orange. And it's going to make for some really, really great eats. I'm going to also add in 3 tablespoons of cider vinegar. And I like to add the cider vinegar in only because it keeps bringing up the balance of what we're doing. And we need to have that balance of enough of that vinegar to be a vinaigrette. We don't want to just change this around completely. I'm going to add in also 1 shallot. I'm going to dice this very, very small. And what I'm going to do next is I'm going to add in 2 tablespoons of garlic. And it's very important that we remember with our garlic, we always want to make sure that our garlic, it's always there to have, we love that, that garlic aftertaste is very important, but I always like to have garlic in every vinaigrette I make because it really helps us to have that little balance of just that tiny little bit of that garlicky spice in the back of your tongue that really lets you know you're eating something very, very fresh. Next thing I'm going to use is, so all this stuff is going into our bowl. The next thing I'm going to do is get 2 tablespoons of sugar. I'm going to go ahead and mix that in there, and we can emulsify this already using just a nice whisk. But if we really want to hold this vinaigrette, let's say we want to make it 2 or 3 days in advance and we want to make sure it's not all broken, I would highly recommend 1 tablespoon or teaspoon, I'm sorry, of xanthan gum. We're going to go ahead and blend that all together. I promise you, you will never forget this. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.